Me. I have plans. The tree guy is coming to work on the oak out front. I have to dig in my garden. And besides, I know what I want to do in here, and it doesn't include eggplant. Most of it is half true, half planned. Heather scowls. I open the dirty window to let in fresh air. It brushes my hair back off my face. I tell Heather she has to leave. I need to clean. She crams her cookie in her mouth and does not say goodbye to my mother. What a snot. Communication 101. I'm on a roll. I'm rocking. I don't know what it is, standing up to Heather, planting marigold seeds, or maybe the look on Mom's face when I asked if she would let me redecorate my room. The time has come to arm wrestle some demons. Too much sun after a Syracuse winter does strange things to your head, makes you feel strong, even if you aren't. I must talk to Rachel. I can't do it in algebra, and the beast waits for her outside English. But we have study hall at the same time. Bingo. I find her squinting at a book with small type in the library. She's too vain for glasses. I instruct my heart not to bolt down the hall and sit next to her. No nuclear bombs detonate. A good start. She looks at me without expression. I try on a smile, size medium. Hey, I say. Hmm, she responds. No lip curling, no rude hand gestures. So far, so good. I look at the book she's copying, word for word, from. It's about France.